Hey friends, Greg checking in. Just as I'm leaving Dallas to give a Argentina, Texas wrap up, just want to let you know I got it was great in my flight from Argentina into Dallas, just in time for the Thursday marketplace meeting with prophetic words of direction to the CEOs and other leaders there. That was a great gathering. With Joe Galindo at his house. He's a master gatherer of the prophets, which makes him really kind of a super prophet. But he gave me a bunch of names of possible people that are going to be there, and I get words for different people, and they happen to be the exact people that showed up at the thing. So once again, God knows everything. He knows what's going to happen. He knows who he's drawing. He knows bottom line, the end from the beginning. So yeah, it was a great gathering. There was one other guy that was there that I've ministered with before, actually a pastor of an Anglican church. This very much have a prophet function call also on him. So that was a great time of ministering on Thursday. Then I've had different little things ever since then. I went to the upper room gathering on Sunday where Joe is on the elder board there. That was a great gathering, meeting with certain people there. Talked to Joe, and he's going to be talking to others about trying to work on a strategy to get more of the prophetic ministry organized, structured there so that more can be captured to get more detailed, exact directions from the Lord. Although upper room setting a major precedent. In fact, the megachurch down in Rawson, Chubut, Argentina, they are actually almost copying. They're looking at Upper Room in Dallas and trying to follow their model, which is very much house of prayer model. Prayer going on all the time, 7 days a week, using many people praying and prophesying and different minstrels trading off. But the only thing that need to do now in the church in general is to get the prophetic ministry work with each other better to give a more clear word from God. For those of you that are thinking, well, I thought you, Greg, were not into the big mega churches. Well, I'm not. It just happened to be God has led me to those churches. But believe me, what I'm speaking about is everybody needs to get in their smaller groups, in especially recognizing their calling and what they're supposed to be doing, get in their smaller groups so that they can actually exercise their ministries in more efficient, effective ways than they are right now. The big one I always emphasize is the prophetic ministry, and I emphasize that it should really be outside the overall local church structure, so it should operate as a separate entity probably more than any of the other ones. So I'm pushing, you know, not just the prophetic ministry getting organized so that it can be much more on point, but also for everybody distributed into smaller groups. And that's what I preach. I don't care what mega church I go to. And I also spend lots of time emphasizing the apostolic network that the Lord is putting together that will actually glue the whole church together into a much more unified body. I preach that, and nobody stops me, so that's what I keep preaching. This has been a quite fruitful trip. Thanks again to those of you who have been pressing in, proclaiming, listening for us. Special recognitions to Robert and Debbie and Joni and Janice and Donna, several others. I can mention a bunch that are out there that are working to make these things happen in the spirit realm. God knows, and he's the only one that could give due credit. And none of this could happen without the material resource support from friends like those in Arizona, Oregon, and Texas. Of course, you know who you are. And more importantly, God knows who you are. As I mentioned before, we're going to need a lot more funds. So please be praying that there are other people that have clear ears to hear to join up with us in this ministry and what we're doing. The prophetic ministry around the world is always the hardest one to get support behind, since its main objective is to show what's coming, the new thing that's coming. Most people can't relate to it because they haven't experienced the new thing yet. So, yeah, please pray extra that people have the revelation that even if they can't see exactly what we are speaking into being for the future, that they will just know that it's a good, fruitful thing to get behind for the benefit of the church in the long run. Pray that I have clear direction on the upcoming things that God wants me to do in the next 2-3 months. Thanks again for listening to these reports, and I hope to see all of you as soon as I can see you again. Double grace to you as we're entering the year of heaven touching earth.